24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Keep it locked. Keep it locked. You know how sometimes things line up? Coincidences? Since we've been up here, they've been happening more and more. It's like there's this black cloud hanging over us.
There's a family in our driveway.
Who is that?
Uh-oh. Run.
What are you people?
It's us.
Rated R.
We know you got stink feet.
Welcome to another edition of Stink Feet. I'm your host, Benny Love, along with the beautiful Sassy Scribe. And we're here to bring you today's hot topics of the world that smell a little funky. We know everybody got a little stink feet, right? So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Know you got stink feet. We know you got stink feet. Good evening and welcome to another edition of Stink Feet. You know what it is, right? I know y'all missed us, right? It's been a whole 7 days. I'm yours truly, the sexiest voice in America, Benny Love, and my beautiful co-host.
It's Sassy Scribes, bringing you some bubbling brown sugar from the DMV.
Whoa, you know what it is, you know what it is. You know what we come when we come with Stink Feet. We talk about today's topics, current, whatever's going on, whatever we really want to talk about. You just been invited to kind of be like a fly on the wall. And, you know, somewhere down the line, we're going to open up these phone lines. But right now, Sassy got so much to talk about. I got so much to talk about. I don't even think we got time to be opening up these lines. Is that right, Sassy?
I'm telling you.
It's not a game.
And just
in case you don't know who I am, I'm Benny Love. And Sassy, let them know where they can reach out and learn more about you.
I am Sassy Scribe. I host Situations with Sassy Monday on Verke Radio, New York City, and worldwide on iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Spotify. And, oh, my God, we have so many platforms that we're on. You can reach out to me Mondays at 12 and listen to my shows each and every week. And you can also follow me at Sassy Scribe on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
Oh, and I'm Benny Love, and I broadcast from the moon. I'm the only person got a place on the moon, all right? I just want y'all to know that.
I'm joining on the moon.
There it is. Sassy, so what's going on today? What's on your mind, Sassy? Because I know there's always something. Every time I talk to you, there's something on your mind. What are we talking about today?
Well, you know, we have to talk about it. You know, Friday was dump day. Dump day meaning news dump day, and they dumped the Mueller report.
Sure enough. Let's talk about this Mueller report, all right? Because people had a lot of expectations, and then this attorney general himself, he went and put out a 4-page report written by him, probably orchestrated by the resident, says who has nothing to do with it. What did you think about this 4-page report, and is it accurate?
I don't believe it's accurate. I don't call it the Mueller report. It is basically the Barr summary, Attorney General Barr. He is a friend of the resident, and he was only chosen for the position that he's in because he wrote about how a sitting president could not be indicted.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why he has this job. Now, let's fast forward with this report. They put the information out there. Well, they're not putting the information out there. Barr is giving us his summation of the full report. I want to see the full report. And if they don't show it, then they need to subpoena him and Mueller in front of Congress. Just like breaking news is that, no surprise here, Mitch McConnell has already blocked the Democrats from trying to see the full report. That's no surprise.
Wait, hold up. How did he do that? Like, I thought Congress in general had the right to request information about it, and also I thought that they was thinking about even putting Mr. Mueller on the stand. So what do you mean he's already blocked him? What is that?
He's already blocked. Because it just, wait a minute, I just saw it. Let me see.
While she's searching for it, I'ma sing. Ooh, baby.
No, you don't have to sing.
Go ahead, talk to me.
It says
Sassy is silent in here.
What it said is that Mitch McConnell blocked the Senate Democrats from getting the full report. He can do that because he is the majority leader.
Okay, so he has the power to block who can see what if any part of it is classified. Is that what you're saying?
If any part of it is, well, see, that's just it. They'll make things classified that really aren't classified. So I look at this report as like a double-edged sword. I really didn't have a lot of faith in the report. I don't know why the Democrats have not already drawn up articles of impeachment just based on the fact that he violates the Emoluments Clause and he commits treason every day just by tweeting.
No, this is where I'm going to disagree with you, Sassy. I don't think impeachment makes sense at this point because his term is 4 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just work with me for a second. His term is 4 years, and we're already through two of them, right?
Right.
If you was to put the articles of impeachment, you know how long that can go on, you know, and it will run right into the 20 elections, and the whole point is we can get them out if everybody go and vote, and we can get them out the right way. Whereas if you're in the midst of impeachment and you're trying to get people to vote in the Democratic way, you know, to get them out, I think there's too much drama going on there for people to have a straight mind, and that might give him fuel. Does that make sense? I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does make sense, but this is what I'm going to say, and the listeners are not going to like it. Whether he's impeached or not, he's going to win 2020.
No, I ain't going to say that because unless your last name is God, how do you know?
I'm going to say this because his base has never wavered from him, not once. And
that's his base, but Sassy, that's his base, all right? But there's more people outside of his base now, and those who got their tax returns, like I've heard some of his base saying that, you know, last year they got $10,000 back, and this year they had to pay $10,000. So some of those base are starting to crumble as they see that he's only, you know, there for a certain type of people.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to lose some of that, you know what I mean? And if you give people, you know, let's think about it like this, Sassy. Let me put it in these terms. If I'm your relative and I come to your house and say I need a place to stay, there's a great chance you're going to give me a place to stay for a little time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just based on I'm being your relative. Now, if every day you come home, I mess up the house, I don't clean up behind myself, I'm not trying to get out. Eventually, you're going to get wore down. You're going to be like, all right, you ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here, right? You still my cousin. I love you, but I found a place where you can stay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a week's before you can stay, because the whole point is you just want to get the hell out your house, right? Because, you know, your house is not your home when somebody comes in and does things on their own, correct?
Correct.
So you, given correct. The time that he's had, he's given them time to see how he can come in and mess up your furniture, how he can come in and mess up your kitchen and things, and a lot of people are not liking that. You know, the only thing I can say he would have a good chance to win if the people on the other side don't go out and vote.
Well, and that's where there's going to be a problem, because they vote. And they, even though it's more of us, we are ambivalent, disengaged, not really worried about it. We need to motivate the base of the Democrats the same way we did in 2016. They need to be motivated in 2020. And I think that the longer this drags on with the, because we're all getting exhausted. I can't even listen to the man when he comes on TV or radio. I mute it. I change the channel.
Don't even make you tired. Don't even just drain you. Like when he talked, like even when he talked about the Mueller report, right? He was like, I'm completely exonerated. It clearly said that they didn't say what he was guilty, and they didn't say whether he was not guilty. But to him, he's completely exonerated. You know, and now you know he's going to use that as a tool now, right?
If you repeat a lie three times, people begin to believe it. He knows that. All he has to do is keep lying. And he keeps lying, and you see, and you see his base believe it. Now, I'm telling you, I listen to both sides. I signed up for his newsletter. I signed up to get the information that he's sending to his people, and it's all fear-mongering.
Well, that's because he knows that what gives you a rise. That's why. He knows that gives you a rise.
He does, but nothing he says, he hasn't said anything about policy. He's reversed every good thing Obama has done. He's trying to take credit for the economy. Look, Bush ruined it, and we had the recession, the weapons of mass destruction, the Iraqi war, the war in Iran. We had all of that under Bush. Obama comes in and turns the economy around. Yes, it was slow, but he turned it around. So everything started. The deficit started to go down. Unemployment started to go down. He likes to say, for the blacks. It's the lowest unemployment for the blacks. It was already in single digits when you took office.
Yeah,
you didn't do anything.
He definitely inherited an economy on his way back.
On third base.
Yeah, that
on
was
on third base.
It was all. You say on third base, huh?
He was on third base.
It was already about to hit a. It was already a home run.
Right. He was handed a triple. All he had to do was hit a single. You know, all he had to do was hit a single and take it home. And that's what he's doing now. He can't take credit for this. This is Obama's economy that we're still riding the wave on, because he's reversed everything that Obama did for the middle class family.
Oh, you ain't even right on that one. She said that was a good analogy, though, that it was on third base. Honestly, I don't even think it was on third base. I think he was in between third base and home. And all he had to do was actually step on the plate. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Wow.
But you can't tell his base that. And they are locked in. Listen, I loved Obama. But when Obama did things that I didn't like, I didn't agree with the way in which he did the drone attacks. I didn't agree with him being, you know, the deporter in chief. I didn't agree with any of that. And I would call him up on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would speak about that. But you know what 45 is doing is it's illegal. And what he's done has really, as I keep saying this, every time I do stank feet, when I do situation sassy, they destroyed the administrative state from the inside out. That was the goal, and that's what he's doing. And the people don't see it.
Yeah,
there was a lady who
because
said,
they caught up. They caught up in what they want to be caught up in. You know what I mean?
It's cognitive dissonance. It's sincere ignorance and conscious stupidity, which Martin Luther King said are the two most dangerous things to have.
Mm, You gone, girl. I don't know what you said, but it sounded good. I don't know what you said, but it sounded good.
But you know what? You know, one of the other things is I heard this lady. I looked at this this television show that they had, and this lady actually stood up at a town hall in Ohio, but it was called the Build the Wall Town Hall in Ohio, and Bannon was there. And she stood up and she said, I never thought I'd want to live under a dictatorship, but if I had to live under one, I would rather it be Trump.
Wow. That's deep. I think sometimes people get lost in familiarity. And what I mean by that is that if you see somebody that you're accustomed to being a certain way, if he reminds you of Uncle Jimmy or Billy Bob or what, I'm just throwing names out there, whatever. But if he reminds you of that, you find security in that, even if he's wrong. Let me not say that. I was about to say something else. Let me not get caught up in that one. But you know, sometimes even when you know it's wrong, but because you're familiar with that type of individual, you just kind of let it ride. You know what I mean?
And that's exactly what we see happening. We remember when Tamir Rice was shot.
Right.
And Obama went out and he said, that could have been my son.
Mm-hmm. Every
Republican's head exploded.
Yeah,
they didn't understand what he meant because you could identify with him. And then people who identify with him, they don't want to see it. White people don't want to see that they see it. They don't want to say it. You know what I'm saying? I can identify with XYZ. But I can identify with XYZ too. This is why.
Very, very powerful.
You get me riled up. I'm trying not to get riled up. You get me riled up.
Sassy.
And I already looked too hard for the day.
Sassy.
You get me riled up.
Sassy, it's Monday. Okay? I don't get you riled up. You always riled up. I try to bring you down a little something. You know what I mean? That's why I was trying to make sure the voice is just kept at a sexy level, because I just want to bring you down something. You're talking, I get you riled up. You know what I mean?
Every time
I see your live on your Facebook, you be riled up. So I don't know what you're talking about. Don't blame it on Stank Feet.
Since we're talking about the Mueller report, I was looking at this Twitter feed of this New York Times bestseller, and he was a CNN analyst, but he's also an attorney.
Okay, what's his name?
His name is Seth Abramson, and he's an attorney at the University of New Hampshire. He's the columnist at Newsweek, and he wrote a book and all this stuff. So, and one of the things that he said, because he kept going, he made 20 points, really like 30 points. Because he did 1 through 20, then he did PS1, PS2, like all of that. But one of the things he said, wait a minute, because I highlighted it because I wanted to talk about it. Let me get my paper.
You're supposed to be on point. We can't be having quiet time up in here. You know we on the radio? Do you not know we on the radio? You got like quiet time?
They can hear the paper. They can hear the paper. I still use paper. I'm still killing trees. Now, anyway. What he said was, I asked people to retweet this thread because misinformation spreads fast. The nation already misunderstands what happened. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It says, as media wrongly uses terms like exoneration, vindication, and collusion. And he said, as for fellow lawyers, come at me if you disagree with anything that he said. And I agree with him, and I'm not a lawyer. But they are using those terms incorrectly, so that's all people hear is that it was exonerated, that he was vindicated, and that there was no collusion. And that's not what Mueller did. He was clever in what he did, though, because he also understands that in 7 other districts throughout the nation, that the attorney generals are already putting up, investigating him for campaign fraud, for just basic tax fraud, and everything else that he actually could go to jail for.
Here's what I know, that As long as he's a sitting president, he can't be indicted. But the moment he step out that door, they can get him. They can get him. If they can get him. And all I can tell you this, if all the trees around you have died, sure, and you're the only tree that's still standing, you can't tell me there ain't something bad in the soil, and eventually your tree will die too. Because you can't have every tree around you die, and all of a sudden every you're still standing up, unless somehow you were potted in the ground and you had some type of insulator that's around you, which we call the presidency, you know. But you take away that insulator, you know what I mean? It was funny because you know, and then we're going to move on to the next subject because we could talk about this resident for a long time. Somebody, who was that? I think it was my daughter or somebody asked me that if he was to go to jail like now or being impeached, you know, if he was to go to jail, which I told him he can't go to jail, or why he's the president or the resident, they was like, would the Secret Service go to jail with him? Like, would they just be guarding him inside jail? Believe it or not, even though that was a silly question, that's interesting. I don't think that has ever occurred, because you remember they get Secret Service the rest of their life, right?
Yeah, him and his wife. What they would do, because I actually know people that are Secret Service, and what they would do is they would monitor him. They wouldn't go inside the jail with him, but he would, of course, be isolated. He would more than likely go to Club Fed. And
you mean where they didn't even like it's like a hotel?
Yeah, more like a hotel. And they would monitor him. They wouldn't actually be in there with him, but they would be able to video monitor him.
Oh, really? Do you think it's possible that somebody who's a former president would have? Because that has never happened in history.
Mm-mm. I don't think so. I think he would be like Nixon. He would just be impeached and go away in obscurity and infamy. But being him and his narcissistic attitude, he would never go away. Mm. And if he loses in 2020, they're going to fight it. So it'll be a mess either way. If he wins, people will be pissed. If he loses,
he's going to say it was rigged or whatever.
He's going to say it was rigged, and he's already, wait a minute. What I'm really afraid of with this man is the fact that he wants to do away with elections, period. He wants to be president for life.
Stop playing.
We're
going to have to leave it at show for another one. We'll never get to another topic, Sassy.
No. Let's go to, since we're still on politics, can we talk about the 800,000 people running for the Democratic?
No, we can't. We're about to switch it up, because if it was up to you, this became a political smackdown right up in this piece. That's what this just became, a political smackdown starring Sassy Scribe for y'all.
Sorry. I'm going to smack myself. That sounds different on the radio.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, just in case you're just joining us, you're listening to Stink Feet. I'm your host, Benny Love, and along with the beautiful Sassy Scribe. And opinions that are expressed here are not that necessarily of our advertisers, our sponsors, my boss, Benny Randall, and all those wonderful people at Bashani and Verkay. They are strictly that of the host of Sassy Scribe and hers only. And Benny Love, and let us continue this wonderful conversation with Sassy. Hey, Sassy.
Yes.
Why Netflix won't be a part of Apple TV? Do you know why?
No, I don't. And I don't know.
Because
I'm not an Apple person.
You're not an Apple person? Were you a pair?
No, I have an Android. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Android still exists?
Yes, they do, and they're wonderful.
You go with your bad self. what's happening is the streaming wars are beginning, and between Apple and Netflix, and you know, if my calculations are right, from what I've heard recently, that they have more than 105 subscribers at 105 million subscribers at Netflix, but the thing is why they're worried about Apple, and they're not going to be in the bundle this time when Apple TV releases on Monday. And that's because of, I think they really see Apple as a threat. You know what I mean? Because remember, there is about there's about a billion, you know, iPhones and, you know, iPads and things out that has already been sold. So they already have a built-in infrastructure. You see what I'm saying? Right. Mm-hmm. Already. So it's just a point of getting them to, you know, and think about how lazy people are when I say that, meaning like if you're a consumer and it's easier for you to just tap your thing and get so-and-so, then you're more likely to do it versus if you have to go through the hoops and get this and do that, correct?
Correct.
So now they're kind of at war are with each other. And according to the New York Times, there was a great article on this. I just want to get to the meat of what it said about it. It says famous for teasing their product demonstrations, Apple will play host in Hollywood, California campus so that it can show off what Reese Witherspoon's, J.J. Abrams, Steve Spielberg, and Oprah gonna be making content for them. And the amount it has spent on new material is nowhere near the $10 billion that Netflix has plowed into its content in this year. So Apple has spent approximately $1 billion, but Netflix has spent approximately $10 billion. You know what I mean? But the whole point of this article was the cordial relations between Apple and Netflix showed signs of fraying last November when Netflix, led by Reed Hastings, stopped allowing people to sign up for a service through Apple iTunes. According to the article, Apple has been charging Netflix 15% on every sale, a blanket condition of being in the App Store. Now, new subscribers can still download the Netflix app on an Apple device, but they will be sent to an external website to submit payment details in the wonky world of internet transactions where you make the purchases determine how or if Apple gets a cut. So,
Apple has cut Netflix out of capturing people's information.
Well, if you're going through their system,
mm-hmm.
and you're going through their store, you have to, I guess it's across the board, you pay 15% of each sale. But what, as they explained in this well written article by by Edmund Lee, the one of the points of contents was that when it's going through Apple, Netflix doesn't have access to whom's purchase and, you know, all that personal information and data that Apple used to its advantage. You know what I mean? So now, yeah. I guess that's why they have to have an outside payment system that allows them to get more of that that information. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I think that, first of all, I understand people that like to stream. I stream a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm not, like I said, I don't do the Apple products because everything in my house is connected through Android and all of those other products, I guess the competition to them. But it is easier when you want to sign up for things and have that seamless connection. So for some people, it may be great. And for other people, it's like, I'm not going to go through it. I'm not going to, you know, it's too much of a hassle because now everybody's offering Netflix now. I mean, you can get it through your cable service. You can get it through your mobile service.
Okay. So
everybody is offering Netflix. So.
Okay. To give a summary of this article, and then we'll move on because this isn't as excited as I thought it was going to be. But we're already in it. For some reason, when I was reading, I was like, this would be great to speak about. But now as I'm reading it on the air, I'm like,
Maybe on the motivator show, this would be great for business.
Oh, so something like that. But to give a summary of why I even brought this up, put it in another way. Netflix is a service or a pipe that would sit on another service or a pipe. It is agreed to be included in the Apple bundle. And if it had joined forces with Apple, Netflix also would have received little to no data about who was subscribing or watching this stuff. Furthermore, muddling the company's identity from Netflix's point of view would be the fact that Apple uses users who spooled up Stranger Things or Orange is the New Black may not be aware that they're watching a Netflix show. Retaining the brand is more important than owning the data. Boom.
Yeah, it is.
You
there
know,
it is.
You know what I mean?
There it is.
So that,
it's
that,
about
that,
the brand.
Yeah, that made a lot of sense right there. So,
right.
But for some reason, man, Zassy, when I was reading it earlier, I was like, you know, I was traveling.
All excited,
I was like,
weren't you?
Yeah, I was all excited. I was like, oh, this is a great thing. I'm going to tell Sassy Scribe about this. And then as I'm reading it here, I'm like, why are we doing this?
You're like,
wonk, wonk, wonk. Yeah, you got that right, Sassy. Hey, Sassy, so, man. You know, when we get on this show, it goes so fast, it don't even make no damn sense. All right?
I know, but can we congratulate somebody?
Can we who?
Can we congratulate someone?
Okay, who we congratulate?
We want to congratulate Jordan Peele.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, that was a great transaction, guys.
Yeah. We want to congratulate Jordan Peele for his movie, Us, which made the top box office this weekend. It knocked Captain Marvel down to the number 2 spot. It debuted with 70.3 million at the box office.
Wow. I'm loving it. Now, and I still haven't seen it yet, man, but I know, you know, I'm not even a horror person. You know what I'm saying? But but for some reason, I got to see this. You know what I mean? Because it's I just love when, you know, for us by us is put together. You know what I mean? Like I'm, and you think about it. How many black people have you ever seen in horror movies that didn't die in the first 5 minutes?
Well, you know, the only one that was, if you really look at a black horror movie, was Wesley Snipes in Blade when he played the vampire.
Mm. And they're saying that Jordan Peele's Us breaks the original horror film record. You know what I mean? As far as horror films, because I guess horror films don't normally come out and do these type of numbers. You know what I mean? And he was only, wait, hold up. It says, Us has set opening weekend records for original horror films, earning 70.2 million launch from 3,741 screens and blowing past the record of 50.2 million set by A Quiet Place last year. What is A Quiet Place? See, that let you know how I watch horror movies. Is that a horror
movie?
Well,
I don't do horror movies at all, but I did hear about The Quiet Place. But he made the movie for $20 million, and he made 70.
That's called return on your investment. You hear that?
No. Check this out, though.
Go.
When he did get out, it opened at $33.4 million domestically, but it grossed $255.4 million on a $4.5 million budget.
That was Get Out.
That was his first foray into the quote unquote horror. So he has effectively changed the entire game of horror. This is what movie critics and movie enthusiasts and movie buffs are saying, that he has now stepped the game of horror up.
Wow.
I have not seen it. I don't see horror.
Have you seen Get Out?
I watched it, but it creeped me out, and I don't want to talk about it because it's nighttime and stuff. But because I don't do horror, and I watch it. When I watched it, I had to watch it at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and then have other shows filtered through my mind, so I wouldn't think about it
before you watch it. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, so I'm not a horror fan because I can get too caught up in it, and then I'd be afraid to walk around the corner. I'm sleeping with the lights on. But what I'm hearing, and people aren't giving any spoilers,
uh-huh,
but they're just saying that it is genius. Wow. And that to really make you understand the different nuances that he has in that movie, you're going to have to see it two or three times. And I've already known people that have already seen it twice. Sassy. And are getting ready to go for a third time.
Oh, my goodness. Sassy, did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
The cha-ching?
No. Listen carefully. Sassy. You heard that?
Yes.
Somebody,
no.
Somebody was calling your name.
Stop. Don't do that. Sassy. Don't do that. That is not funny.
Sassy.
That's not funny. But yeah,
y'all, Sassy going to be Facebook Live and late at night because you can't go to sleep, y'all. I just want to let y'all know that she's going to probably be Facebook Live and she can't go to sleep. She's scared.
And you know what else they said? That Lupita Nyong'o, who plays in the movie, said that she may even be up for an Oscar for this.
Oh, I can believe that. She is awesome. I haven't even seen the movie, but she was in Black Panther. And she was in 12 Days a Slave, correct? So sad I haven't seen any of those movies outside of Black Panther. But you know what? Now that you say it, I know I could find it on Apple. So I'm going to go ahead and rent Get Out. And then I'm going to go to the movies as soon as I can possibly go. All my traveling. And I just want to... I'm going to watch the movie because, one, I want to support it. I love when people do stuff that's against the grain.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Tassie, could I be in one of your movies?
You know what? I don't think my man would appreciate that. He wants to be the lead man in my movie. But you know what? You just gave me an idea because even though I don't do horror. I'm gonna buy a ticket to that movie and go watch something else.
Why don't you buy a ticket to the movie? Here's the beauty. Why don't you buy a ticket to the movie just to support it, right? And give the ticket to somebody else.
I can do that too.
That way, they still get to see the movie, and you have done your part by supporting and the whole shebang and I think Jordan and they'll love us a little bit more too. What do you think?
I think so.
That's pretty good though. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go watch it, and then I'm gonna buy a few tickets to give away on Stank Feet. How about that?
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. It's going down like that. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle. Y'all better ask somebody. There it is. So y'all stay tuned to Stank Feet. We here every Monday, man. We get it in. You know what I mean? We don't even really know what we're gonna be talking about. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, But once we've talked about it, then we'll be able to put it up what we're gonna talk about.
I like the fact that it's I like that it's off the cuff and that we wing it.
Right.
Just talking about what we feel about different topics, and I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank everybody that listened to our debut show because it was gangbusters. Oh,
yes, the numbers was really, really good. And speaking of that, let's go back since I cut you off with that Netflix stuff. Let's go back to what you wanted to talk about early. We're going to extend the show just a little bit longer, ladies and gentlemen, so Sassy can get it out of system. Because if you don't let Sassy...
We can save that. Let's save it for another show.
Okay. No. I just wanted to, you was talking about all the people that would run. Oh, no. You know what? Then let's do this. Let's do this before we go then. Let's do this. Did you read that article? And I want to know what your take on it. But did you read that article about what Dr. Dre said about his daughter getting accepted to USC after he had did a 70 million dollar donation? What's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts was he should have shut up.
Ooh.
Because no one was checking for him.
I think people have forgotten it, that he even gave that much, right?
Right. And then it was in the documentary that they did on him that was on I think HBO, because I watched it. It was a great documentary. Mm-hmm. And him and his partner Jimmy Iovine, donated $70 million for this new, like, music school. Like, Dr. Dre's School of Music or something like that. I don't know what he named it. But he had donated the $70 million. Now, his daughter very well probably did get in on her own merit. But now you have just placed a spotlight on her. So now she'll be scrutinized. You may even have to move schools. You know what I mean? Because no one even knew that your daughter was going to USC until you said something. With, like, no jail time. And then people had to remind you, no, bruh, you donated $70 million. So not only is she now a legacy student, but your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and their children will be able to go to that school based on the legacy you have created. Now, I really don't see anything wrong with creating a legacy because it's all Bush got into Harvard with a C average, or was it Yale? It's all the clown at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue got into Wharton.
So let me ask you something. So he made a post, right, about his daughter. And did he forget that he had donated $70 million? And then he started to get trolled on the internet. Yeah. I heard he deleted it very quickly then.
He deleted it because the comments started coming in. Was like, are you serious, bro? You donated $70 million. And just what you said, the comments were like, what, did you forget that you magically donated this beautiful new building that we see, that we drive past, you know, every day? So they were really going in on him. He got trolled, as he should have. If he had a shut up, no one would have known, would have even paid his daughter any attention.
Wow. Yeah, it said here, you bought her way into USC, you hypocrite. So not fair to other kids who don't have your money, one person wrote.
Mm-hmm.
You're such a...
And they're like, they got mad at, I think, when Puff Daddy's son got a football scholarship.
When Puff Daddy did what, I'm sorry?
Puff Daddy's son got a football scholarship to one of the colleges. I don't know which one. But everybody was all up in arms saying that the boy should give the scholarship up because his father could afford it. And I was like, why should he give it up? If he worked hard to do everything he needed to do, he deserved that scholarship. Whether his father can afford to pay for his college or not, he worked for that. Puffy hasn't donated any money.
Oh, yeah.
And if he did, it's on low.
Yeah. See, that's powerful, though, didn't it? Yeah, because from what I understand, his son earned that with, like, no hoopla.
Yeah.
You know, no hoopla, no big donations or nothing like that. And even though Dr. Dre may have done this properly, but it just don't look good. So, like you said, it would have been better if he just kept quiet. You know what I mean? Because you throwing it out in there, like, you know, throwing out, oh, look at my daughter got in. You see what I'm saying? When, you know, you give $70 million, you're going to let me come to your house and eat dinner, right?
Yes.
You're going to let me cook on your stove, aren't you?
You can run through the house naked, you give me $70 million. I'm not worried about it.
Stop it. Your man ain't gonna let nobody run through his house naked. Okay, stop
it. But if you look at it like this, he donated it years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When the daughter probably wasn't even thinking about going to college. You know what I mean? She was young.
Do you think they forgot?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
So it don't matter if you did it years ago. All it looks like, there was a time limit. Like, you didn't give it yesterday and then your daughter got in tomorrow, you know, the next day. You gave it back then, but you better believe when I come knocking on your door and say my daughter wants to go to this school so she can be down with that, you know, into that room where my dad donated all this money. That right there don't look good. I don't even know. Why would he even, did he post it or did she post it?
He posted it with a picture of her with her acceptance letter. But here's the thing. Not only at $70 million will my daughter get in, but I want my nieces and nephews to have a shot too. So I want my family to have the same legacy.
Mm. You went to college, right?
Yes, I did.
So
I went to Cal State.
Yeah, but forget that. But I mean, you didn't donate a lot of money, so you had to do it the right way, correct?
Exactly.
Now, I'm just thinking before we get out of here with this. Do you think that a lot of people did not get in to college because of the ones that did get in the scrupulous way?
No. I think a couple of people maybe, but I don't think the majority of them. I don't think the majority of them, because college really is a numbers game. It really is your interview and your community service, as well as your grades. There's a lot of things that go into it. And now these kids don't understand that they're also looking at your social media. Mm-hmm. So you're,
yeah, all that
you
stuff
know,
coming into play.
Yes, everything comes into play now. Everything comes into play.
Mm.
You know? I feel bad for the students who worked hard, you know, who got their grades up. You know, like the young lady in Miami Gardens in Florida who didn't do well her first go-around on her SAT scores. Mm. And the second go-around, she did really well, and they questioned that.
Right, as if something happened. Like, well, I heard if they go by the normal procedures, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you take a test and you get, say, let's just for the sake of numbers, you get 300, right? But then mm-hmm. if you retake it and you get 500, it automatically sends a red flag that the score is, you know, because they still have the other score because they use whichever one is higher. So I heard mm-hmm. that it was a built-in system that automatically sends a red flag to, hey, this person scored this on this time and now they scored this. Maybe y'all should take a second look at this. Is that not how it works?
Yeah, but in the case of, I don't know if it was Felicity Huffman's daughter or Roy Laughlin's daughter, but they didn't do well the first go-around. The second go-around, they got like a 1230 or something like that. And even though it was red flag, the hands were greased to make that go away. So that was just a bump in the road.
Mm.
And a brick wall. Like the young lady hit in Miami hit a brick wall.
You said that very slick right there. If y'all didn't catch that, she said the hands was green. You ain't right, Sassy. You would not right. You don't be holding nothing back. You be like all in their face.
People don't understand that privilege plays a part in a lot of things. A lot of things that people don't understand that. And you yourself, you know, being at the top of your game, I'm sure you walked in the rooms where they weren't expecting you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's
and
just
then
say,
you command them.
If I donate to a college, it's going to be my own damn college. It's going to be called the Bashani College, damn it.
You know what? We laugh, but sometimes we may have to do that and create our own spaces.
Yeah, that's true. You see how this is what I love about what Tyler Perry has done with his movie studios. People mm-hmm. don't even realize that some of Black Panther was actually filmed there.
Filmed there.
Right.
Yeah.
What Spike Lee has done with his films. Now what just, you know, Jordan Peele is doing with his films. Like, and they all have their each little niche, because honestly, I can't remember when there was a Black director doing horror films, like in no capacity. I hope that ain't all he does, because I don't know how many of those I'm going to be able to watch, because I ain't even watched Get Out yet. And, you know, but I promise I'm going to watch Get Out so I can see the cinematography of this. And
mm-hmm.
and then I also want to watch the new one simply for the purpose of supporting that, et cetera, et cetera.
Jordan Peele's horror, though, is really... It's in the mind. It's how he messes with your mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I heard a great interview he did, and he said they asked him, you know, how did he come up with the concept? And he said, basically, if you think about people's greatest fears, if they really took the time, their greatest fears a lot of times is themselves.
Yeah.
And he said that when it popped up into his head, you know, I think they call something when it's a mirror yourself, a dopamine or something like that. I forgot what the word they use.
A doppelganger.
A doppelganger, right. That's when something's a mirror of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that that's what gave him the idea to actually go ahead and do this film. Like, you know, what would be scary, you know, and say what would be scary to him? And he said, well, if he's seen his own self, you know, coming at his own self. And that's how it all came about. And he wrote it in that context. And then the beauty of it, he had the actors actually play both parts.
Yes, he did.
Isn't that gangster?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I wonder who, did he finance this movie?
No, I don't think he financed it, but it would only cost him $20 million to make, but he already made his money back.
Well, yeah, without a doubt, you do $70 million in the first
weekend.
He's
made it over three times.
Yeah, without a doubt, that's a good run. You know, if you spend, that's like spending $20 and getting $70 back. You know what I mean? You know, somebody did, or, you know, you did something right. If you could just have 20 and get 70 back, and we just started. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's hot, though. All right, Sav, so we are way over our time. We doing overtime, on Stank Frank, on Stank Frank, Stank Feet. I know some people email me about the site or whatnot, but it will be up by the time you hear this. It will be up. We had started. I ain't finished it. But it's gonna be up. You can go check out stinkfeet.com and learn more about the show. Do some things you want to do. If you want to holler at us, you want to show your support, you want to donate, you want to do something, you want to run some ads on this joint, you let us know, because you were two of the hottest hosts in America. Okay?
Yes, you are.
Benny Love and Sassy Scribe. And it's not a game, it's a lifestyle. Isn't that right, Sassy?
That's right.
Is New York in the house, and where you coming from, Sassy?
I'm coming from the DMV, not the Department of Motor Vehicle.
There it is. See, somebody's about to say,
Maryland and Virginia.
That's right. I want y'all about to send in Sassy some emails talking something, you know, something's wrong with your license, because she said she was from the DMV. But she can't really help you with that. I don't even think Sassy could drive. Sassy, you could drive?
Yes, I do drive. I used to drive a stick, too, and I still know how to drive a stick.
Girl, I could drive a stick, too, right on the putting green.
You know what I mean?
My car needs to be an automatic. I can't drive no stick, man. I tried to do that, and I think I almost burnt the clutch out trying to get together.
Oh, my God.
And
I
honestly,
like,
that's too much work when you're driving. No, that's too much work when you're driving. It's like, you know, it's like, I just want to get there. Why do I got to focus on doing the gears? Let the car do that so I can do other things.
But you know
what?
When I first learned how to do it, I had a sports car, and I'm dating myself, but it was a 280 ZX, a Datsun. 280 ZX.
Oh, you was a hot mama up in this piece, huh?
Yeah, and you know, you had to take the hatch, you had to take the T-tops out and slide them in the little things and put them in the back in the hatch.
Wow. You had a drop top that you had to actually pull it off.
No, it wasn't a drop top. It was actually T-top.
Oh, the T-tops.
T-top. And just driving it was like, with the stick, it's sexy. And the men would always say how sexy I look driving it. And then rocking a hill, once I learned how to rock a hill, you couldn't tell me nothing.
Sassy, you like to drive fast. Is that what it is?
Yes, indeed. Oh, my God. And it was rusted out underneath. It was a rust bucket.
You made it work, though, didn't you?
I made it work. The guy that I was going with at the time bought it for me.
Oh, look at you. Stop giving all your secrets on here. I told y'all Sassy be rolling like that. I told y'all she be getting a man be. Talk about the one who bought. We're going to have a whole show talking about Sassy men. Just one of these episodes. The whole show is going to be called Sassy's Men. And we're going to go through all the men that Sassy has turned down. We're going to go through all the men that bought Sassy cars. And Sassy, you know, Sassy be dressing really nice. So I'm sure they probably took a shop in somewhere and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to put together a little workshop for women on the art of flirting.
What?
Yes.
The art of flirting.
Because they forgot how to flirt. Millennials don't know how to flirt.
All right, dude.
Flirting to them is sexting.
I hope you invite me so they can, you know, this sexy voice I have.
I am going to need a test subject. I really am going to have to find me like a test subject.
She said a test subject. You know, why does that feel like a guinea pig or something? Like, I need a test subject. You know what I mean?
Well, I need somebody that I can, you know, be able to be flirtatious with, and they won't try to step over the line. So I might actually have to hire like a model so they can really like understand. Because some women don't understand body language and different ways in which that they can just touch themselves or move in a certain way that can attract a man's attention.
Sassy, I think you just sold out of tickets already. You ain't even put them on for sale.
I had like an epiphany. I'm like, hey, I need to do bam, 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 workshop.
Wow, that's amazing, though. That actually sounds like something women, one, would need. And some women would be interested in. I'm curious to see how that goes off.
Yes.
You go, girl. That's Sassy for y'all. She right here. She keeps it raw. And she just be telling on herself in this show. This is the only show where she don't come scripted. All right? we just flow. You know what I mean? She just telling on herself. She told about that man who bought her a car. Y'all, I want y'all to keep these episodes because, you know, you need to go back and check Sassy. You know what I mean? By the time we get with done, y'all going to be in love with Sassy, man. You know what I mean? y'all going to be in love with Sassy. If you want to email us, you can email us at hello@stankfeet.com. All right? That's hello@stankfeet.com. Let us know what you think about this show. Let us know how you're feeling about this show. Let us know if there's some things you want us to address. And yes, it was somewhere down the line, we're going to do some live shows. Maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe once a month or maybe every once or 2 months or something where we're going to let you guys call in and just have a phone party. You know what I mean?
Have a field day.
Have a what, Sassy?
Have a field day. Make it like Listener Monday. You call us and tell us what you want to talk about. Get it off your chest.
Oh, sucky. And we really appreciate everybody that came out on our inaugural episode. The numbers was really, really nice. So we want to see that double and triple, you know, as that go down, being a new show up in here. And one thing I can promise you, Benny Love and Sassy Scribe, we're going to just bring it to you raw, uncut, and personal. You know what I mean? Most of the time, you know, what I like about this, because most of my conversations are about business, you know, and growing business and growing that money. So this gives me like a rest where I can just come out and just have a great conversation with an awesome lady like Sassy Scribe. And, you know, who else could have did this? I don't think too many people could sit on the microphone with me and hold their own like Sassy does. All right.
Sassy, thank you.
Hey, it's all good. You know, I'm going to send you that check, you know, for me saying that. Okay. All right, Sassy, we got to get out of here. We are 30 minutes over our time. We're supposed to do 30 minutes over our time. Excuse me.
Break it up. Make it a two-parter.
Yeah, right? Just cut it right in the middle, right? Just boom.
Cut it right in the middle.
There it is. And we just continue talking. They'd be like, hold up. Then we talk about some of the stuff last episode. All right, promise. This is what we do promise. We promise to stay on time. We just realized with me and Sassy, we can't do like four or five topics because we talk too much. You know what I mean? So, and you see Sassy, she did the first 15 minutes just running her mouth. She let me say something, but the first 15 minutes, if you really go back, it was just Sassy just running her mouth. You know what I mean? It's all good. We love to hear her. What happened?
You making it like it's a bad thing. You know.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's Sassy. I wouldn't did this show with nobody else but you. All right.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else but you.
All right, Sassy. We about to get out of here. What you want to say to the people? Your final words.
What I want to say to the people is just stay woke. And I hate to use the word woke, but stay aware and pay attention. Do your own research. Don't take everything that the talking heads are telling you. Don't take everything that we're telling you. You do the research for yourself. That's it.
Mm, very, very powerful.
It's critical.
All I want to say is do the research for yourself. It's critical. That's what she said. I'm sorry. I'm going to say my own thing.
And listen to Situations with Sassy on Mondays at 12 on Verke Radio.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to reach out to us, you can reach out at hello@stankfeet.com. Just like that. hello@stankfeet.com. And let us know what you think about the show, what you want us to talk about, or you want to come on. Maybe you want to be a guest. Whatever it is, we really, really open with this, right, on this particular show, you know. Because, you know, Sassy on Situation with Sassy, she's always talking about, like, relationships and some very hard and important topics. When I do my show, the Benny Randall Show, it's more business orientated, and we stick to that type of topic, you know. So Stank Feet gives me an opportunity to be a little lighthearted and, you know, show people a different side of me. I am current in some current events, and even if I'm not, Sassy is, and I just act like I know what she's talking about. All right. There it is. You know what I mean? Ain't no right or wrong to doing what you do, but all you gotta do is simply do it. Let me say that again. There is no right or wrong to doing what you do, but the key is to do what you wanna do and do it now. Okay? Don't let nobody stop you from living your dreams. And you don't know if the world wants your dream or whatever it is, but you'll never know if you don't actually do it. Okay. I'm your host, Benny Love, along with the beautiful Sassy Scribe. And this is Think Feet right here on BashaniRadio.com. Every Monday, we get it in, we get it on, and we get it down, baby. All right. Until next time, email us at hello@stankfeet.com and let us know what you think about the show and everything. And we appreciate you, man. All right. We gave you a little extra this time, you know, but on the real, we're going to try to keep on time and, you know, keep it in that 30 minutes unless y'all just, you know, you want to give us a couple of $1 million and then we'll make it happen. You know, I mean, we stay a little longer because I got money to make. She got money to make. We, you can't be here all day. All right. Until next time, Stank Feet, Sassy.
Bye, Benny.
There it is. Benny Love is what you should have said, girl.
I'm sorry. Bye, Benny Love.
Y'all heard that. Say that. Say that. Say it one more time before we go.
Bye, Benny Love.
You just faking the funk. All right, Sassy. Until next time, remember, I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. We'll see you next time, next week, same bat channel, same station, Bashani Radio. It's not a game; it's a lifestyle. Keep it lock.
Day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.